Good morning and welcome to episode 110 of Martin Uncut. Today it's June 9th, 2021, and today's episode is Monica, a personal CRM. Today it's my oldest birthday, and that, because of that, I thought we could talk a little bit about Monica. Monica is not my son, of course. Monica is a personal CRM system. So it's kind of a, you can see it as a digital Rolodex where you have, where you can add all the contacts and all the people that you care about and add some details around them. And that will help you to not miss important dates, for example. This is an application that is really, really loved by people that has some challenges remembering dates. That can be because of some type of personal diagnosis, that they have some actually handicap, or if they're just, you know, don't want to use their head or their brain to keep track of people's birthday, because your brain can be used to something more important than actually remembering dates. I found Monica because I just can't keep track of dates. They just fall out of my head. It's impossible. And while I was on Facebook, Facebook was kind of a way to find and get notifications of when people have their birthday. The problem with Facebook and Facebook's notification is that it is coming the same day as someone's birthday. And also, it's quite impersonal to use Facebook, I would say, if you want to congratulate someone. And I needed a way to actually keep track of people. So I have been looking at calendars and other things, but then by a pure coincidence, I found Monica. And Monica is an open source application. So you can actually download it from, I think it's on GitHub, and install it on your own machine. And that way you can make sure that the data you put in there is safe, sound, and secure, because you don't even have to have it on the internet. But if you don't want to set anything up, and if you don't have any server, you don't want to have that hassle, you can easily just subscribe online. They have set up a server where you can get an account, and they will charge you like $100 a year. And I think it's quite a high price for an application like this, but it is supporting the project to make sure that they can continue developing this application. So why not? Just to talk a little bit about the features inside this application. It is like a CRM system, and if you are aware of how CRM system works, you keep contact details in here. So you can, of course, store like name and phone numbers and those kind of things, and emails. Email addresses, I would say. And of course, the important thing here is that you can add birthdays, but you can also add other type of dates or reminders. It can be wedding anniversaries. It can be a date where something specific happened and you want to remember that, so you can remind someone about that once a year or once every now and then. So you can kind of add those things. You can also add kind of recurring reminder. So if you want to talk with someone, or make sure that you actually talk with someone often, like once every month or once every 2 weeks, you can add that into the system and it will actually remind you too. So it's kind of a database where you put these kind of things in. You can also add a picture, of course, of the persons that you have, so you can quite easily see who they are. You have the possibility to add some personal notes on a person basis. And of course, you can log things like phone calls and activities like you can in regular CRM systems. But this is probably most often just to keep you a reminder to what you talked about. I don't use that very much because I have too much, and then you need to actually go in and book it. It's kind of the same challenges with this system like you have with traditional sales CRM systems, is that it will take you some time to actually enter data in here. But the more you work with it, the more powerful it will be, of course. You can also add other things in here that can be interesting, and that can be things like, do they have any family members? Do they have any spouses, children, parents, and things like that that you want to add? And let's say that you have a few siblings and your siblings have a few kids, and maybe the siblings' kids have a few kids. So you can all map that out, and you can add everyone's birthdays so that you get reminders or get notified that in 2 weeks there is a birthday of this kid. Don't forget it, so you get the advanced warning. And it's a fantastic tool to help you remember these things. And as I said, it's a kind of a contact database. You can have your full address book in here. And I would recommend to have your address book in more than just your phone. Because if you lose your phone or something happens, it has happened to me more than once that for whatever reason, the sync between the phone or the other, or, you know, Google or whatever you use, there is something issues and then you lose your address book. So I have multiple times actually lost my address book. So it's always good to have those or that information somewhere else. The third thing that you actually have inside Monica is actually what they call a journal. And the journal is kind of a timeline where you can see all activities and all things you have done with people over time. But you can also go in here and indicate if it was a good or a bad day. So instead of writing something, you can just indicate by clicking a smiling face or a sad face or a neutral face. But of course, you can also add a textual journal if you want that into this timeline. So that can be good if you're into journaling, of course. As I said, Monica is an open source tool that you can freely get hold of and install on your own server. I highly recommend it. And if you want to, you know, not forget your loved ones' birthdays and important dates, this is the application for you. So this was today's tips. And until tomorrow, have a fantastic day. Ciao, ciao.